Coulson, Mr. President.
What do you have in order?
There's Mr. Coulson.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Wait a minute.
Hello. Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I'm tied up on some foreign policy today, but I couldn't resist the in a little break that the sharing with you what Ziegler and I were just talking about. He says the press are pressing McGovern on that IT&T thing. It's nice to have the shoe in the other foot.
You know, I didn't think he made that big a blunder, but...
Whether it's a blunder or not, of course, I don't want him to blunder too much. I want him to do damn well. I don't think it's going to hurt him in the primary. But
no.
The point that I make is that these guys are now, you know, they're swinging wild as hell.
They sure are.
And on this one, I don't know, he, of course, his staff is interlocked with Kennedy's, and maybe that Kennedy put him up to it. But Jesus Christ, I don't see how they can make such a hell of a boo-boo.
Well, we got word last week, Mr. President, and it was through Kennedy's staff man on the committee who was overheard talking about this, that they were investigating the taxes paid by IT&T last year.
Well, that's great.
And they,
but to say that a corporation, even a small corporation, you didn't pay taxes, for Christ's sakes.
I know, it really...
It's just unbelievable, you know. They know, you couldn't get away with a thing like that.
Well, he sure stepped into it. There's no question about that. And the press have just jumped all over him.
Yeah.
Of course, what just amuses the hell out of me is the way Jackson has become... he just tore the New York Times to shreds.
I saw that.
Fantastic. I watched him on television, and it was first time Scoop Jackson's ever been animated. He was just...
They were, because they'd taken him on, what they...
Well, they said that he had a Boeing employee.
Oh, yeah, the Boeing thing. Yeah.
And he just went after the
New
York Times.
Well, of course, the thing is, the media are just making all the, you know, the senators and so forth, and get mad. Of course, I guy was amused by Dita Beard saying that Harkey looked on the IT&T as his private air force.
That's right.
Good. Airline.
Airline. They kind of stuck it into Harkey over the weekend. That played fairly well, I thought.
Yeah.
But it's taken the IT&T thing, Mr. President, has taken a little different twist. You know, there's a...
Well...
I don't know, it was Time or Newsweek today saying that... Maybe pushing it too far, and maybe the public is going to get fed up with it.
I noticed Lissagor sort of picked that line up.
Yeah, Lissagor had it, that's right.
In a strange way. But that's all right. The way these things go, they never all run the same way. They all... And also, the point is, as Lissagor said, they've got to have some concrete evidence now.
That's right.
They're still damn short on it.
Well, they are.
Short on it.
And it just may, all our efforts to turn it around may not, but maybe just the passage of time will turn it around.
Well, no. The efforts to turn it around were essential.
Well,
because for 2 weeks at least there, at least you began to get some other kinds of... You see, the efforts then, despite the fact, you know, you didn't hit the big break, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
As I was telling Hollenbutt, I mean, if you hadn't... What you did do was to create some doubt. Without your efforts, there'd have been no doubt.
That's right. I think it has done that.
Just been the charge. And,
yes.
I think all of that has had some effect.
Well, and it may begin to seep into the reporting. You may find that it's so goddamn confused now. The check I make around the country for
people,
what little it's worth, people just don't know what's happening.
Right.
And they're kind of sick of it. It's almost... It almost may have run its string. And if we're successful in turning it off Thursday, I think a lot of people will say, well, let's breathe a sigh of relief.
That's still the tactic, isn't it, to go all out on Thursday?
Oh, yes.
Nobody's running away from that.
No, sir. We're dug in to make a big fight on Thursday and then see where we go from there. I think we may we may just pull it off.
Right.
I talked to Sindlinger today, Mr. President, on a happier note, and he said there's a little change in public attitudes on food prices. He said we've made a little dent.
A little dent, yeah.
That Conley's thing was very, very well received. And
good.
That it's still the number one issue, and still people are still talking about it. But he said we've taken the steam out of it, taken the heat out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got some more things planned this week. We're going to use Marina Whitman to brief on the wholesale price index on Friday, so she can talk about food prices.
Yeah.
And just keep the heat on that one, because I think if we...
Well, it's always a different issue each week. This week it'll be Vietnam for a couple of weeks now, and that's all right, too. Just let it roll.
Well, that won't hurt us. That's
As long as it rolls, it's Vietnamese fighting now, thank God, not American.
That's right.
Except in the air, and I think most people don't mind us dropping a few bombs on communists.
Oh, hell no. No, that one can't hurt us. And
right.
we did a, I think in this regard, all of our folks did a good job of building up to this. I mean, this hasn't come as any great, terrible shock or jolt to people. But,
well, let it ride for a while. Let people be worried about Vietnam for a little while, you know. And in fact, we're getting out, and we're down to less than 70,000 by the 1st of May. Who the hell's going to worry about that now, you know? And also, our Democratic friends, they play with a damn tough issue if they play with Vietnam.
Oh, they sure do. Well, they've already...
Except for McGovern. They all got us in it.
Yep. Muskie's already jumped on it today, warning against any precipitous U.S. Military action. Well, you know, they'll try to capitalize on it, but I don't think they can make it stick. I just don't think...
precipitous. Now, is he really there? You mean bombing them?
I suppose he's referring to any kind of a military reaction. I just think he hurts himself because people see the North Vietnamese as the aggressors.
Well, in this case, you see, they came across the DMZ.
That's right.
In direct violation of treaties and everything else. And this is... So what does the United States do? Sue for peace? Hell, you got to do everything. I hope you had a good weekend.
I did, Mr. President.
Alderman told me you got in a school thing, and I said, God damn it, we'll work that out.
Well,
but anyway, I
couldn't quite resist that one.
That's right. But you did take some time off.
I did. I cut off the telephones and stayed around my home and walked through the woods.
Good.
It was very useful to take a fresh look at. We had a good break over the weekend on the Meany front with our friend Jim Rademacher taking him on. I don't know whether...
I didn't see that.
You saw that.
I missed that.
Rademacher said he criticized him for walking off the payboard. Said the, and of course Rademacher is an AFL-CIO union president, so that's a real break within his ranks, and Rademacher threatened to get out of the AFL and join the Teamsters, which, and then called me, that was one call over the weekend I did take, called me to say, tell the president that I'm with you, and
that's good.
Well, that's 300,000 or 400,000 members.
Let's just keep very close to our Teamster friends too.
There's
our power center.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and the building trades. And the
You see, what Fitz has done for us is to give a guy like Rademacher the courage to come out publicly, and he'll keep the building trades coming around on us also. He's a catalyst in the sense that he can bring others. He gives others the courage to stay on our side or to come over to our side.
That's right.
And he's a strong guy. We'll keep him.
Right.
He was very pleased with his meeting. He called over the weekend with.
Good.
Didn't talk to me. He talked to George Bell with some things he wanted. But he remarked on how happy he was and how generous you'd been with your time.
Good. That's all we need.
Yes, sir.
We'll do it again later too.
Well, we'll keep that one very close.
Okay. Well, anyway, you don't have to worry about ITT until Thursday, huh?
That's the first time that we'll have anything on it, yes, sir. Yep. There's nothing. I don't know of anything that will pop before then. We want to keep the heat on our issues. Hit the food prices.
Right.
And
food prices,
busing,
and the busing thing. I think we ought to. I think the interventions, will have a good effect.
Well, the Richmond one was marvelous, Mr.
Richmond,
President.
We knew would have a good effect, didn't we?
Because that is symbolic throughout the South, and that got an enormous play. And I still say we can catch heat in the editorials, but the folks understand when you go into a case like Richmond, they know what that's all about.
Yeah.
And I understand Justice has them scheduled out one a day.
That's good.
I've asked for the schedule. I haven't seen it today, but we should have one major case that we go into.
Right. Well, John Ehrlichman's back now. He can ride her a little more on it, too. That'll help.
Well, that helps keep the story alive if we can just... keep going in, and it reinforces the people's attitude, not only in that area, but Richmond and Detroit are symbolic of larger areas. People know what those cases are all about.
Right. Well, okay.
Well,
don't push too hard now, as I say. Get ready for the bigger battles. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. President.